Today, I was talking with someone about imposter syndrome and how oftentimes, especially women, and in the end, my experiences are mostly with women, but especially women have imposter syndrome. And what imposter syndrome is that even though you are qualified, and if you check the facts, you'll find that you have the skills you need to do the thing that is in front of you to do, even if you do it and do it well. You feel like you're an imposter, that someone's gonna find out that you're not perfect. And here, and that is it, that's a dangerous and difficult way to feel. Because first of all, nobody is perfect. And there's an expression we like to say over here, Rabata, which is, perfect is the enemy of good. Perfect is the enemy of good. What does that mean? It means as long as you're striving for something to be perfect, you may end up with some really serious issues that make it not good. For example, it could be late. Maybe you're working on a project and you refuse to hand it in or get it done because you want it to be perfect. Oh, now it's late. When something is late, it loses of its good. Maybe you want it to be perfect. And so you won't talk about it with anybody else, and now you've missed out on an opportunity for other people's creativity. You missed out on good. When we're seeking perfection, we miss out on good sometimes because we are so stuck in our own vision of perfection, we forgot that there was a use for the project and it just needed to get done.